Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing as directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Powercast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and we are going to jump right into this thing, starting with the Super Mario Brothers movie, back in the news, of course. We're looking at MyNintendoNews.com, and it says Super Mario Brothers movie has now a global total of $1.21 billion currently, and is the fourth highest grossing animated movie ever. The article goes on to say, Nintendo and Illumination Super Mario Brothers movie has been entertaining fans and families at cinemas worldwide for 6 weekends now, and entertainment website Variety has revealed some updated sales figures. The beautifully animated film starring Nintendo's mascot now has a global total of $1.21 billion and has become the fourth highest grossing animated film of all time, catapulting past the 2005 animated movie Minions. A firm physical release date for Super Mario Brothers movie hasn't been announced as of yet by Nintendo, but according to Nintendo Everything, the Super Mario Brothers movie confirmed for digital release on May 16th. So the physical we don't know yet, but digital is coming out tomorrow. So crushing numbers in theaters. I can only imagine what this thing is going to going is what it's going to do digitally. The article here from Nintendo Everything says the Super Mario Brothers movie will be seeing its digital home debut tomorrow, May 16th. Universal Home Pictures has announced the film can be seen on digital platforms in the United States, where you can buy or rent movies from Universal Pictures Home Entertainment. Fans will also eventually be able to purchase the Super Mario Bros. Movie on Blu-ray and DVD, but a release date has not been announced. Currently, pre-orders are available at retailers such as Best Buy. Here is the official description. It says the movie tells the story of two Brooklyn plumbers who are brothers and best friends. Mario, the brave one with the let's go attitude, and the perpetually anxious Luigi, who would prefer to go nowhere. We open with the Super Mario Brothers reckoning with their struggling plumbing business and wind up in a whirlwind adventure through the Mushroom Kingdom. Through their journey, we meet a cast of familiar, lovable characters, ultimately uniting together to defeat the power-hungry villain Bowser. The Super Mario Brothers movie takes what millions of gamers worldwide have loved for 35 years and levels it up to a new and breathtaking cinematic experience. Continuing on the article here, the Super Mario Brothers movie has earned a ton of success at the box office over the past month or so. It is now the fourth highest grossing animated film with $1.21 billion generated since its release. So I'm assuming usually this is going to be one of those, you know, still in theater deals. So if that's the case, like I typically get my movies off of Vudu. I'm assuming it's going to be launching at a $29.99 price tag, and it will not be available to rent for a little while here. Will it be a week? Will it be longer? I'm not really sure exactly. So we'll just have to wait and see. But more than likely, gonna launch at a, you know, still in theater price, which will be $29.99. Again, just my guess. And you should be able to pick it up at your, you know, wherever you buy your digital movies at, whether it be Amazon, Vudu, even on your Xbox or wherever that is. So you should be able to be watching the Super Mario Brothers movie at home on May 16th. So hopefully you guys, hopefully they'll just put it on and let it run in the background all the time like I'm planning on doing. So in other news here, we are at MyNintendoNews.com, and it says the Switch version of Hogwarts Legacy is delayed till November. According to the article here, it says it has already been a busy 2023 for gaming division at Warner Bros., due in part to the release of Hogwarts Legacy and the upcoming release of Mortal Kombat 12 and Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. That said, Hogwarts Legacy still hasn't been released on the Nintendo Switch yet. The game has had a July release date for Nintendo's console for months now. However, that is no longer going to be the case. You see, it has been officially confirmed earlier today that the Switch version of the game has been delayed to November 14th. Here's a tweet from Hogwarts Legacy. It says, Hogwarts Legacy launches on Nintendo Switch on 11/14/23. We know fans are looking forward to playing on the Switch. Therefore, creating the best possible experience is our top priority. Thank you for your patience. It's available now on PS5, PS4, Xbox Series, and Xbox One and PC. So this is one of those situations where it's like, should this game still be coming to the Switch at this point? Like, is it worth their time?
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What is the reason, you know, for these delays? Are they having a tough time getting it optimized for the Switch hardware? Which is, I mean, you know, as we've seen some games that are playable. I've played all the way through Doom 2016 on Switch. Did it look great? No. Did it play okay? It did. But there, more and more, there are getting to be. It seems like I'm on an Xbox show, and it seems like there are more and more gamers that are like, you know, hitting only 30 frames a second and being at, you know, 720p for a handful of people is just, it's rough for them to even consider playing games like that anymore. Now, you guys that are listening to this are probably like, yo, I'm going to play what's fun on my Switch. It, you know, fun is more important to me than resolutions and frame rates and all that stuff. And I'm there with you, unless it becomes unplayable. But for the most part, we don't see that being the case. And what's crazy is even in a lot of these AAA games that are so, you know, running on the most powerful hardware, they still struggle for some reason. And it's strange that in this generation, there's such a hard time getting games to run well on, you know, on console, even PC. And then we have the Switch that, you know, look at games like Mario Kart and Smash runs great as long as you're not playing online. You know, there's quite a few very beautiful games, Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, Mario Odyssey, like a lot of beautiful games that are a blast. I don't even think about frame rates or anything like that. Now, I am playing Fortnite, that's because of a Star Wars event that's going on right now. And it's a pretty significant difference from going from the Xbox Series X to the Switch. You can't even see blades of grass on the Switch. You just see little clumps of green and stuff. So it can be tough jumping back and forth or getting into some of these like AAA or just these games that can run so much better on more powerful hardware. It can be tough getting into it on the Switch. I understand. This game, I feel like Hogwarts has been delayed a few times, and you know, it's one of those things. I just wonder if it's going to actually happen. I know I'm fairly where I'm concerned is those people that have like pre-ordered, you know, a special edition or something along those lines that they've been waiting for. And again, I'm making an assumption there that if this game doesn't actually release, what just the frustration for the fan base that's looking forward to those physical items that are tied to this brand. So fingers crossed it still actually makes its way to the Switch, and even more fingers crossed that it actually runs and plays well, because we don't need any more games coming out that are not running smoothly, that's for sure. Lastly here, we're looking at MyNintendoNews.com, and it says, rumor Mortal Kombat reboot could include Conan the Barbarian, Peacemaker, and Homelander in a character pass. So NetherRealm Studios and Warner Brothers are busy preparing to lift the lid on a long-awaited next game in the iconic Mortal Kombat series. The bloody fighting game is expected to be a complete reboot of the series, which originally launched back in 1992. The reboot will apparently be named Mortal Kombat 1 and is expected to launch on multiple platforms later this year. Characters which are rumored to be making an appearance in this game are Peacemaker, Conan the Barbarian, and Homelander, though it is thought that these characters will be part of a game's character pass. So that is pretty interesting. There's a few comments here from on the post, and it says, you know, Conan would be an amazing fit. Love that. Somebody's like, another reboot again. I mean, for me, hearing that it's a reboot, I know that can be like, what? Why are we going backwards? But this is a series that is super iconic. It is super important to. It played a big part in my gaming past. And so to be able to jump back in to what might be, you know, familiar yet updated Mortal Kombat, it kind of gets me excited, honestly. Will I pick this up on my Switch? There's probably not a chance that I would do that, because I want to play this game at its absolute best. But there's a good chance it will be on the Switch. I do have Mortal Kombat 11 on the Switch, and it's you know, it runs, we'll say that it runs it, but it takes up a lot of space. So that's the other reason for potentially avoiding this game, because even with the cartridge, the file size that you need to run Mortal Kombat on your Switch is significant, to the point that if I remember correctly, you can't even do it on just internal memory alone. The internal memory alone will not run Mortal Kombat 11. So something to keep in mind if you are excited for this one. Now, to me, if they're going to reboot this one, I say throw out the first game also. Like, get the first game in. Give us that classic arcade Mortal Kombat experience, you know, all the blood and everything, not the Super Nintendo version on the Switch, but throw that out ahead of time, or include it, package it in with the reboot, so that people can experience not only the latest and greatest, but also the origins of Mortal Kombat. I think that would be fantastic. So just to let you guys know, due to The Legend of Zelda being so popular and is really dominating the news cycle right now, I'm going to do two different shows. We're going to do the regular Nintendo News Minute, and then we're going to do a Zelda News Minute as well. So thank you guys so much for watching, listening. I really do appreciate you. I want to let you know that I am hosting weekly webinars. If people want to learn how to podcast like I've been doing for the last 14 years, I want to help people get their shows launched. There's going to be a Q&A section. We're going to talk about SEO and marketing and how to put out a show that gets listens. And so if you want to sign up for that, there is a link in the description. It takes you to my Stand store, and you will see the link in the description, like I said. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.